Monty Kohler joins us. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You bet. And boy, what a win for you guys last week. I love the picture in the Seattle Times front page there with the Space Needle in the background and just a jubilant bunch of Irish after pulling off, I guess, what many would call an upset. Anytime you beat the defending state champs who were ranked number one going in, you got to consider it some sort of an upset. But I talking to the people going into the game that really knew you and knew Eastside Catholic, thought you had a wonderful chance to win that game, and you got it done.
It was a great high school football game, and we're very fortunate to come out on the upside of it. Went down the wire, and it could have gone either way. So it was exciting, though. The boys just, they just worked hard and played hard and kept playing, and it was fun to be a part of. Like you were kind of saying, we're not an underdog very often, so it was kind of nice to go in and and be one and have that emotion and feel the way, that game played out. So it was really a great thing for our community.
And you had a great rivalry the last few years in battles with Eastside Catholic, and you guys were the top dog for so long in the Metro, and now all of a sudden you got another team, another school that's come in that's a private school like yourselves, and it's come in and at least taken the mantle for a couple of years. So what did that mean to your kids where you were able to be the hunter instead of the hunted like you've been for so long?
Yeah, I think it was, they got their attention. I think that's the biggest thing, the focus and the work that goes into those things. I mean, it started back in the summertime, so it's something that got their attention, something they wanted, especially the seniors and our captains. And so it helped us, kind of move and continue to get better through the course of the season. And hopefully we're not done, though. We got a lot of football left to play, we hope, and there's a good chance we'll have to face them again.
Yeah, probably so, and especially if the brackets work out that way in the state tournament. Tell me about your team. Why is this team now number one in the state where the last few years have been very, very good, but you haven't reached that really top-notch echelon like you're used to reaching?
Well, we've been good before. We were pretty darn good in 2013, and mm-hmm. Last year was a little bit down for us. I think the thing is just we got a good group of seniors. We had a lot of kids that played a lot as juniors. Most of our 10 of our starters, 11 of our starters on defense are back. I mean, we have a full defense back, so we're playing pretty good on that side of the ball at times. And we've kind of been able to find an identity on offense, and we're continuing to grow there. We got a long way to go, though. The rankings and all that
sure.
don't mean a whole lot, so we just continue to try to play our best and play what's in front of us.
Well, let's start on the defensive side of the ball because I know that, when you think O'Day football, certainly defense comes to mind. I remember all those 90s teams where you weren't even allowing a touchdown during the regular season. It was so ridiculous, and you're back to a very elite point with your defense. Who leads your crew there, Coach? Who are a couple guys that are kind of your bell cows on defense?
Well, again, our seniors, probably starts in the middle with senior defensive tackle Douglas Russell, just having a phenomenal year. And doing a great job. Big kid, runs well, and he'll play at the next level. And then right behind him, a linebacker, Tony Floor. He's the third floor boy to come through here, and he knows what it's about. And so they're just great leaders, and they're kind of our bell cows of our defense. And then surrounded by some other good kids that continue to make plays, Kyle Hollenbaugh and Dominic Gates, and some kids that just played a lot as sophomores and junior, and now it's their time to really kind of step up and own this thing. So it's really fun. I mean, they're like coaches on a field, and very blessed to have them.
And then on the offensive side of the ball, tell me about what type of offense you're running. I remember doing a couple of your games a few years back when you had Pierre at quarterback. You had a nice run-pass option there. Are you still mobile there at the quarterback position, or more standard?
Well, we kind of we lost our quarterback in the second game of the season, and so we kind of had to slow things down a little bit offensively, and we got a kid that's doing a great job. We're number 77, an offensive tackle. We moved in there, and our other kid's he's getting healthy, so he'll be back in our next game.
Right.
So that'll be fun. But we're kind of going back to what we've done in the past with this group right now, just kind of keeping it simple, and we're we'll develop what we need to, but offensively we've got a pretty good stable of running backs, and we'll be able to play a lot of kids there and make sure that we take care of the football and limit possessions.
And you've always done a great job of taking care of the ball and really beating teams up there with your big offensive line. Give me a couple of keys down the stretch to make sure you keep this thing rolling undefeated.
Well, obviously the number one thing is, like you just said, we got to take care of the football and win that turnover game. And penalties, we got to slow down. That's probably the one thing we need to, we've had a lot of big plays and big games where we've kind of made some mistakes, and we got to eliminate that, but keep growing is a big thing. The boys are having so much fun, and that's kind of, and when they're having fun and they're excited to get out to practice and the coaches are excited, it just, it allows you to have an opportunity to get better each day, each practice. So that's the thing. We got to keep the enthusiasm high and keep the energy level going and continue to compete and play what's in front of us and see how we do.
What's the hunger like for you, Coach? You've been there 32 years. You won a trio of state championships back in the 90s, but you haven't had one since then, so it's been a while. Does that hunger just grow each and every year from that point, because you know what it feels like to not only win a state championship but to rattle off three in about a 4 or 5 year period, and now you've got a team that could potentially do it again?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the cliche there is, though, it's the journey. I mean, every year our goal is to get there, so that's the excitement. Every year we're trying to do that, and we might be stupid, but we believe we have a shot and that we're one of the teams every year that does have a chance to do that. So so the excitement is there. This year, obviously, with this group of seniors that we've grown together, and I'm having more fun this year than I have in a long time.
That's
so
great.
It's really exciting, and I got a great group of coaches that continue to drive and motivate me. We've got a couple young guys on staff, and that's really fun because we've kind of, for a long time had a lot of guys that were with me 20 plus years, and a couple of them have retired now, so I got some young kids that are driving us, moving us, and that's fun too.
Monty Kohler joining us, head coach of the O'Day Fighting Irish, the number one team in 3A in the state of Washington. Before I let you go, Coach, I'd be remiss to ask you about the man that we've kind of been honoring this year, and rightfully so, being his final year at Tumwater. What's your interaction with Sid Otten, and maybe a story or two you can tell us about your run-ins with him?
Well, Sid's a true gentleman of the game. I mean, I've tried to emulate how he treats the game of football and his peers and things like that. And my story, when I started in 1985, was my first year at O'Day, and that summer I went down to Weber State to watch them work out. Mike Price was the coach down there, and I had a friend coaching there. And so in June of 1985, before I even moved to Seattle, I met Sid Otten down there. And I think he's the first All-American to ever be at Weber State University. Mm-hmm. And so I met him before I came out here. And then I had an opportunity to go up against him in 1989 in the semifinals, and he just smacked us all over the place and really forced us to go and learn and try to develop and find a way to defend the wing tee. So he's definitely made me a better coach over the time. And then just the way he handles himself and handles the game, he's made me a better person. So nothing but respect. And he's definitely going to be missed, but his legacy will live on in Washington State high school football.
Well, I remember those years, Coach, because I had the year after, I believe it was 1990, we were fortunate enough to get by you guys at Memorial Stadium. Yeah. And guess who faced us in the in the King Bowl, Brad Otten and Tumwater, and we weren't able to get by them. That's
no,
for
they
sure.
They were good. The Clark brothers and Hicks, all those guys. They had a great, great team, and it's nice to see that he's got another good team and have an opportunity to hopefully go out on top.
Yeah, well, absolutely. He's got that great shot, and you've got a great shot, and you don't have to go out on top because you're not going anywhere. You sticking around another 15 years like Sid, or when's Monty Kohler hanging it up?
I'm not going as long as Sid. There's no way, but I'm having so much fun. It'll be a few more, that's for sure.
Thanks, Coach. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You share your time with us each and every season. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dick.
You bet. Monty Kohler joining us.